Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July the 12th. The grains closed mixed, with December corn down 5.25 cents at 590. September wheat up 7.25 cents at 819.5. November beans down 26 cents at 1332.25. Well, I think the corn and beans would have been down more if it wasn't for a little bit of a late rally in the wheat market out here. The wheat never approached last night's highs. We were basically a penny too higher with about 20 minutes to go, and then rallied from there. We haven't seen anything about this deal being signed between Russia and Ukraine. And whether it gets signed or not, I don't see it as being a major deal out here. I don't think, even if it gets signed, there'll be a knee-jerk reaction to lower prices. But I don't see the Russians honoring any agreement out here, as I've been saying for a while. The dollar was up 41 ticks. That didn't help things out here, but really didn't have too much of an impact. We're waiting to see the results of this Egyptian purchase. They pulled the first tender, pulled the second tender, and then went on a private deal with some grain companies. We don't know the results of that yet, but certainly acts like they did buy some wheat out here. Whether it was U.S. or somebody else, we'll have to wait and see. Export sales tomorrow, we're looking for 525 on the wheat, which isn't too bad. Corn, 375, which is low. Beans, 200. That does include some cancellations out here, so they're obviously looking for lousy bean numbers. The 136 new crop beans to China, you know, made no real impact on the market here today. Funds are still long corn and beans. Maybe they want to wait and see what the Fed's going to say tomorrow. I think they're more likely going to raise interest rates a full point than anything else and try to put this inflation thing to an end. I don't think it's going to come close to doing that, but I think that's at least a noble effort to try to change things out here. We'll see if it gets done. They keep talking that, you know, there's going to be deals signed on this wheat deal, but again, as long as the fighting continues as heavy as it is in southern Ukraine and eastern Ukraine, I just don't see anything really getting signed that means anything long term. The weather certainly looks cooler and wetter, which is why corn and beans were down. It looks like just about everybody in the Midwest is going to get some rains except for Texas. Cooler temperatures once we get through this week. And, you know, I don't think the crops are in terrible shape out here. I think we could still have some pretty good yields. If you have any questions, give me a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.